Lovely to meet you, Take That. We're back here where it all started, the Manchester Apollo. How does it feel to be back here?
It feels amazing. You know what? Coming back to Manchester is always it's very nostalgic for us because we did all our, you know, under 18s clubs and over it. We did all our gigging really in this city. And the fact that we're back at one of the venues where we started our first big theatre tour, this was really when the hysteria started. And funnily enough, the guy who's written the book to the show, Tim Firth, it was the first gig he came to of Take That as well. So it has a lot of significance to us.
Now, Manchester is the spiritual home of Take That. The filming for Let It Shine took place here at Media City, and the UK tour of your new musical, The Band, will premiere here in Manchester in September. How important was it for the city to be a part of this musical's journey?
Well, I think because of what the sort of the musical is about, I think it's really, really important that it started here because it's where we learnt our trade, as Gary was saying, where we started out. And it holds so many memories for us. I'm really excited. I think it was really important that we started the Opera House on September the 8th. And it's really, I'm very proud that we are starting here.
I'll say one more thing. When we started Let It Shine, we had a choice of doing all the audition shows in London. And someone said to me, you think we should do it in Manchester? You know, the crowds, they like, you know, they double the volume. And I was like, Joe, why didn't I think of that? And we did. We came to Media City. Unbelievable audiences. And that's what I want our show to have. So when it opens here, I know, can guarantee pretty much to everybody, they will have amazing audiences.
Amazing. I just want to talk about the musical now. Gary, can you just clarify to us what Five to Five's role is in the band? And were you surprised by feedback that people were a little bit confused as well a few weeks ago?
Do you know what? I'm not surprised in the confusion at all because we're doing something here that's not been done before. You know, there really is three lead roles in this musical. There's the adult women, there's the young women, and there's the band, and the band are integral through the whole show. They knit it all together. They're the foundation for all the drama that happens. I think they're off stage for about 8 minutes during the whole 2 hours. So I wasn't surprised, but I just wanted to make sure that in the future everybody knows that these guys are the heart and soul of what's going to go on that stage.
And your new album, Wonderland, is out now. It's second in the official albums chart, obviously on Friday. You just missed out to Ed Sheeran. How does it feel to be locked in battle with Ed over number one at the moment, Howard?
I think it's very healthy for the music industry. You know, Ed Sheeran is who he is, what a talented musician he is, and what great albums he makes. Almost as good as ours. It's one of those, you know, we release an album, we just want people to, you know, like it, and, you know, we want people to love it, to be honest with you. We're number two, and I'm not really bothered that he's number one because I respect Ed Sheeran dearly, you know.
Just say on top of that as well, 25 years later, how we talked about playing here, none of us could have ever dreamed that we'd be back here 25 years on, debuting a musical, making our 8th album. We really feel really blessed that we're still a part of the industry in many ways. I remember when our first song, Do What You Like, came out, and we sat and listened to the charts, and we got to number two in the charts, and then at number one, I don't know who it was, who had gone in. We found out we'd gone in at 82, but we thought we were going to go in at number one. And we were so very close to being dropped back then. As well, after our first couple of songs didn't really hit, and now still to be here 25 years later making music and doing what we love and now be a part of this musical, it's a real honour.